Well, some big news out of China today. China's state media is reporting that the country's parliament is considering comprehensive limits on tobacco advertising. China has more than 300 million smokers, more than any other country in the world, and several hundred million more who are exposed to secondhand smoke. The World Health Organization says more than a million Chinese people die every year because of tobacco, and almost all of the cigarettes they smoke are produced by the state-owned China National Tobacco Company. Bloomberg News reporter Andrew Martin has a cover story on China's tobacco industry in this week's Bloomberg Business Week. He's with us from New York. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So if there is some legislation that would put restrictions on advertising for tobacco in China, how big of a deal would that be?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, absolutely. I mean, the current proposal not only would restrict advertising, but you know, it has all kinds of other provisions that it would make a difference. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the thing is, though, it's a draft at this point, and in the past, China National and its regulator have been able to water down or even lobby against similar proposals. So, you know, China is kind of in an interesting place right now. They have been moving incrementally towards more tobacco control in the last year in particular. But, you know, the question now is, how far are they willing to go?
Well, and as you report, there's a little bit of a conflict here because China brings in a ton of money from tobacco tax revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a little bit of a conflict. It's the mother of all conflicts. I mean, they, you know, China's tobacco company is owned by the government. So they make a lot of money off of tobacco. They have for decades. Currently, it's about 7% of government revenue. So it cuts into their bottom line. So that's kind of their dilemma.
On the other hand, I'm sure that they are, as the U.S. is, facing a lot of healthcare costs that are rising because of tobacco use.
It's enormous. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to get numbers out of China, but the WHO estimates that more than a million people a year die from smoking in China. And if that's not, if they don't do something pretty drastic here, those numbers will go up rapidly to as high as 3 million by 2050.
You know, I was in Shanghai earlier this year, and I remember just how many people everywhere are smoking cigarettes, just everywhere you go, in a way that you really don't see in U.S. cities.
No, it's absolutely true. More than half the men smoke in China. Surprisingly, only 2% of the women do, but among men, they smoke everywhere. They smoke at work. They smoke on public transportation. And while there has been some laws to restrict that, enforcement's been weak. You know, they are making incremental progress. But as you point out, smoking is still prevalent in China.
And what has driven that? What has driven the growth in smoking there? Is it advertising?
Well, you know, over the last 30 years, it's been encouraged by the government. You know, it's a government-run company. It helped the economy early on. And as China consumers got more money, you know, China National Tobacco made all kinds of different kinds of cigarettes available, from cheap to, you know, premium brands. So, you know, and Mao Zedong was a huge smoker. So, you know, historically, it's just been part of the culture. It's been an accepted part of the culture. Even in China today, the understanding of the dangers of smoking isn't anywhere near what it is here in the United States.
The pushback is coming from where, though?
From healthcare groups, advocacy groups in China to a certain extent, from outside groups like the World Health Organization, and increasingly from within the government. I mean, you can't ignore the costs, both in terms of death and healthcare costs.
So how effective do you think measures like what are being considered there in Beijing, how effective would they be?
Well, all of it's incremental to a certain degree, right? I mean, they haven't yet increased taxes on cigarettes, which many consider the most effective measure. So, I mean, the fact is, even if smoking remains static today, the number of deaths is going to skyrocket by 2050. So they really need to reduce the amount of people that are smoking to have a measurable impact on healthcare.
Well, and you think about a country like China where change happens so quickly. It's not like the United States. When they decide to do something, they just do it.
That's true.
And so maybe there could be a quick change in China on smoking.
It could be. I mean, they're really at a very crucial point right now in terms of how far they're going to go in cracking down on smoking.
Of course, we know how difficult it is to quit smoking. If you've got 300 million people already smoking, it may not be so. It may not be as easy as putting up a high-speed train in Shanghai.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, you think about that number, 300 million people. I mean, it's almost the population of the United States. It's going to take a while to really bring down those numbers.
Andrew Martin of Bloomberg News reporting from New York, and he's got a big cover story all about China's tobacco industry in this week's Bloomberg Business Week. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure.